Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is focusing public attention once again on student loans. Warren held a forum with higher education experts at the UMass Boston campus yesterday. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Elizabeth Warren has made the cost of attending college and the debt burden incurred by students and their parents a signature issue since she first arrived in the U.S. Senate 2 years ago. And with this forum at the University of Massachusetts' big urban campus, she got experts to point out several problems. For example, Deanne Lunan of the National Consumer Law Center, that's a nonprofit legal aid organization, argued that it's time for the federal government to cut off some of the biggest lenders, perhaps even Sallie Mae.
There's been a shocking lack of accountability as the Department of Education continues to hire the same old players in the student loan industry, despite repeated examples of legal violations, misrepresentations, and other problems. What happened, for example, to the Department of Education's announcement last year that it was going to investigate Sallie Mae? We're still waiting to hear.
And then there's the FAFSA form, the federal document dreaded by students and parents applying for financial aid because it is so arcane. Harvard professor of education and economics Bridget Long proposed making it much simpler.
Analysis shows when you look at the system, we really only need two pieces of data. We need income and we need family size, and that gets you about 97% of the way there. But instead, we make families jump through all these hoops.
Warren used the forum to counter a commonly held perception among Republicans that increased student aid is somehow to blame for the increase in college costs over the last 35 years. Here's Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin last year.
What we spent in college, around college, in terms of student aid, which is about $2 trillion since 1963, was all well-intentioned, but it did have a very serious negative unintended consequence. In other words, in trying to make college more accessible, did we actually make it less accessible because we've made it so much more unaffordable?
Warren pointed out that student debt has risen as federal grants to the poorest students, called Pell Grants, have not kept up with inflation. Last week, the Senate proposed a budget that would cut Pell Grants by $89 billion over the next 10 years.
That is a 31% decrease in the money that will be available for Pell Grants. I just want everybody in here to hear that. Now, I want you to hear the Republicans' defense of that. They defend it by claiming that Pell Grants are too generous and that they are helping colleges jack up tuition costs. So let me start with this. Dr. Long, over the long term, has federal aid for students kept up with tuition increases?
It absolutely has not. And if you look at the research of why college prices have been increasing, we know state appropriations being cut is the main reason. In fact, where we're seeing the greatest price growth is not in the places where you're seeing lots of Pell Grant recipients. Where you see great price growth recently in the last 10 years has been with the public system because of state appropriations.
Warren finds herself in a Republican Senate whose leaders are negotiating with a Republican House. It's not clear how she can move ahead with her proposals to reform student loans, increase grants, or simplify the process of applying for federal aid. But she is keeping the issue in the public eye. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.